Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Live from Superior, it's
Tuesday night.
Welcome back. Oh, that was good, Johnny. Good job.
Thanks.
Hey, let me get that out of your shell.
No, yeah.
Damn, it's good to be
it's
back.
About damn time. It's taking 41 episodes.
We're sitting here, three
live
of us.
On location.
We're sitting here live on location in this love triangle that we have accumulated over the past 40 episodes. Anyways, yeah, what was I saying? It's good to be sitting here.
Yeah, first recording back all together since you guys left. Since you left me here in soup.
Yeah. And you still recorded in Tamer's room.
that was only the one time.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I would have kept doing it too if because I was still on my Wi-Fi, so I kept cutting out.
But yeah, we got the good Wi-Fi.
But damn, it's good to be back. It's good to be back here on this IKEA desk that we've gotten to know. You guys notice anything different about this desk?
It's clean.
Yep. I cleaned it today.
There's no stuff on it or dust.
That was the big thing, the dust. There wasn't actually that much stuff on it.
It's tough to clean your room when Ethan was here and there's an air mattress in your room.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother was just here.
He's had a lot of company.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I think I was telling someone the other day that...
Telling us at lunch.
No, I think... Was it?
Yeah.
The 2 months
you've always had like someone here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because, obviously people have been visiting me pretty recently. Or not pretty recently, pretty often recently. So I had both my brothers recently.
Yeah.
No. Well, yes, but pretty often. I can't say pretty recently because that would be just like redundant.
Pretty recently often?
Pretty and recently are like redundant to stay together.
Oh.
You know what redundant means?
No, I was gonna ask.
I think it means like stuff that goes without saying.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know.
Hey, we could always look it up.
No, I'm gonna make that's what it means.
We're just gonna like wait to get roasted.
That's what it means from now on. Oh yeah, dude. Apparently I said alopecia wrong.
Alopecia. Well, me and Marty were banking on you to say that because I don't think we knew how to say it.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I didn't
multiple
even know that was
people
the thing.
Said I said it wrong.
How do you say it? I guess you can't really pronounce it over
alopecia.
The DMs, eh?
Alopecia, I think. Alopecia. I think I said alopecia.
Capiche?
Capito? Anyways, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot easier to do this in person where we can, get the feng shui going.
Well, also
and we can ask each other what we've been up to.
Yeah.
But we know.
We were on two pretty different schedules for quite a while. What was that, a month and a half?
Yeah, six weeks.
Something
almost.
Like that. So, but, obviously we didn't have an episode last week because you guys were traveling. So
yeah,
it's like, that was pretty hard to do. You guys had
our travel day.
You guys had a road and traveling is absolutely exhausting. I know it doesn't sound like much, but when you're doing big hauls like that, like you're just wiped. So
yeah,
that's why we didn't get an episode out last week. But boys, tell us about the ride back.
It was fun. Yeah, it was the ride wasn't fun.
We stopped in Nashville.
We did.
Yeah, how
we
was went that?
For a pretty much a full day. We left Birmingham at 8:30-ish, yeah. 9 almost. Got to Nash around noon and
got the Preds hospitality.
Yeah, we spent the day on Broadway.
Oh yeah.
What else did we do?
What bars you guys have?
You got your hat.
We got
a custom hat.
Yeah, we went to to Nashville and then it was kind of chaos. Yeah, that's it. It was kind of chaos getting from our hotel to downtown where we were kind of staying, like 30-minute walk away. So we, yeah, I know it's pretty nice, right?
That's nasty.
Anyways,
with the THG brand.
Yeah, I had to put it upside down. I learned two things about cowboy hats there when I was getting it. Is that one thing is to always keep it upside down so it doesn't lose the curve in the brim.
Okay,
that's smart actually.
And apparently, it's very bad luck to put your cowboy hat on your bed.
Really?
Yeah. I think they said that in Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, they said that. I didn't remember that until they said definitely don't ever put it on your bed.
I guess that's a whole different culture you're dealing with
there. Yeah, so I learned that. And yeah, no, it was a fun experience. We went to Nashville. We got down to Broadway. It was humid there. We were sweating walking. Like,
we had a 25-minute walk. And then we got birds. Well, these two had Lime and I had Bird. And my freaking Bird scooter wouldn't work. And they didn't know because I was like, yeah, we're good. Like, I scanned my barcode.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, we're good. And they start taking off and my Bird scooter wouldn't move and they're gone. Like, I can't even see them anymore.
Oh.
So I just park my scooter and start walking. I don't even know where I'm going. Then eventually one of them came back and got me.
I'll bump into them later.
Yeah. I should find them at Jason Aldean's in the next 2 hours.
Did you guys go to FGL's?
No, we didn't make it to Florida Georgia Line. We went to Tootsie's to start.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
That was fun. Except for the drink prices were a little bit higher than we were used to.
Yeah, usually
you know, we're
$30 for a night out in general.
It's pretty
pretty decent. Yeah.
Yeah, that's steep.
But that was $20
here is like.
Did you buy the whole bar around?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so we spent a good amount of money there, and then it was fun. We were enjoying ourselves. Then where we go? We went to Luke Bryan's.
Yeah, Jason Aldean's, Luke Bryan's.
Sat on the patio there for a while. Just
unreal.
Talked with the boys, and then I went and got my hat with another guy. It was cool. You got to pick like the material and you got to tell them what kind of brim you want on it. And then I got the brands on it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is nasty.
And it was nice. Like you go in there and they gave you complimentary drinks to like sit around and like do it properly.
I guess. Like wedding dress shopping.
Kind of. Yeah. It was kind of cool.
You know what that's like, right?
Wedding dress shopping. I've seen a couple episodes of Say Yes to the Dress on TLC.
Mm-hmm. I love TLC, by the way.
TLC is fantastic for entertainment.
Yeah.
They have the craziest shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the what's the one? Like the Hoarders.
Yeah, yeah. Hoarders was on there. God, wasn't Honey Boo Boo on there?
I think
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Hoarders is insane. Like these people
the
conditions
that
they have. It gets sad for sure.
Sad, but
you know, like they accumulate so much stuff and then like they don't even throw out food sometimes.
Yeah, but then it's kind of like they go in and they help basement.
if you really think about it.
Yeah, if you go down there, you'll find 9 pizzas and a half eaten cake.
I like the pageant. What is the little kids in the pageant? You know what I mean? The show on
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Toddlers and Tiaras. Yeah.
That's a wild one.
That's a wild show. Anyways, back to our conversation about Nashville. Then we went to the Preds game. What we watched like a little bit of hockey there.
Little visit to the Lexus Lounge every now and then.
16 minutes of the game, probably totally watched.
Yeah, that's how it is though. Like, it's so weird. Like I think Dave was saying he didn't see a goal scored the whole time.
No.
Yeah, well, there was only one.
Yeah, it was a 1-0 game in overtime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we saw the overtime goal.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we watched the 3-on-3 where they were just finding time and space.
Just snapping it around. And then the boys got their chance to snap it around after.
Yeah, then we went straight down Broadway after that. And
right to Ford Georgia Lines.
No, it was
Kid Rocks.
Kid Rocks.
Yeah.
Kid Rocks was rocking.
Oh, yeah. All the different levels and stuff.
Place because they don't really play country in there. It's like rock.
It was like, well, it was rock. Yeah, the band was rock.
Yeah.
On the first floor. We stayed down there. It was good.
There's just something about that place with the live music and like everything's just good.
Dude, everything.
Every performer.
Everything's just good. Even the people on the streets, like they're actually good.
The people that play at those bars, they don't get paid. They get paid in tips.
Found that out. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So they don't get paid to play in the bars. They just Well, because I guess because there's so much talent down there, they kind of have to compete with one another.
Oh, to even just get a slot.
Yeah, it's probably crazy. So
especially at a bar like that. That's a that's a big name on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to bed late and got up early and drove the rest of the day.
What time did you guys leave at in the morning?
8.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
I was home at like 1:30. You were home at like 2.
Yeah. It wasn't too late, I guess, but late enough to get not that much sleep.
Yeah.
And then Taver took the
first seven or eight hours,
and I took the next seven or 8 hours.
Batesy didn't want any.
He was
in the sardine can in the back.
We put Batesy in the sardine can in the back seat, and we felt bad enough. And we just, he didn't offer to drive, but no, he was ready to drive, but we felt bad enough having him sit back there. So,
yeah, it was good. So you could just stay back.
Oh, our day of eating on the way home was excellent. What? 5-course meal, 5-star Michelin star.
Yeah.
What'd you guys have?
What did we start with?
We had Culver's.
Oh yeah. Butter burgers.
We
had butter burgers, yummy. onion rings, and
fries.
A nice Dr. Pepper.
That just sitting in your belly on the way home.
Oh yeah. And then probably 5 or 6 hours later, we stopped again. I got Taco Bell.
And I got Wendy's.
You got Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's a tough decision.
Oh my God.
So it was a tough decision on a road trip.
It was that. It was that or Wendy's. And I had already had a burger. So I said, I'm going to get Taco Bell. I haven't had Taco Bell in probably 10 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, when's the last time you had Taco Bell?
And then a little Crunchwrap Supreme.
I had a little Crunchwrap Supreme and treat yourself there. And yeah, we treated ourselves. And then we stopped at a gas station later on and basically got 2 hot dogs. So safe to say we ate a good quality meal that day.
I heard those gas station hot dogs are just packed with nutrition, so
yeah, I know they're good,
especially if you put relish on them.
Yeah, that cancels everything out.
Yeah, get your greens, right?
yeah that's what they say eventually.
So, yeah, and then we got home and what did we do? Sit on the couch for a bit when we got home, had some general horseplay hours, and then to bed.
Immediate chill time.
You went to bed pretty early.
I had to get up the next day.
Yeah, you had to get up for workout or whatever.
Yep. On the spring semester workout grind,
mm-hmm.
which
always a fun grind.
You know, you really look forward to the weekends on that. Yeah. Then you get to sleep in, which is wonderful.
Which is one thing that you like to do.
I do like to do that.
You do enjoy a good sleep in.
Yeah, I'd rather sleep in than wake up at 6. That's for sure.
I would rather do that. Yeah, as well.
I think there's a lot of people that would agree with me on that.
Yeah, you're probably in the majority in that one.
Yeah.
Not Dave.
No,
Dave likes to get up early. I never understood
that. Or Lawson.
Yeah.
And Yelly, actually. Those three.
He's gotten better over time. Like
Yelly started to calm down and sleep in a little more. And
Sophomore year, he'd be up at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And just like
hammering coffee.
Drink a pot of coffee before I'm up. And then we make another one and drink another one. And then at noon, we'd make another one.
I can't believe last year how much coffee you guys consumed. That was awesome. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
The thing is, I barely drank coffee when we were away.
Yeah, because we didn't have much.
We didn't make it very much.
Well, they had some at the rink. About it, you know.
They had some at the rink too, so that's kind of the only time we would like drink coffee.
Yeah, nice cup of Joe and sitting in your stall—that's actually awesome.
Yeah, and watch some hockey highlights.
There you go.
Can't beat that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, did you guys have the TV going in the room?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, get there in the room, watch all the highlights, stretch a bit,
maybe roll out,
hop on the ice, get the Normatex on, maybe.
Did they have the ones that go in the arms?
No, they had the hip ones leg ones. So it was nice. Yeah. And then obviously since there's going to be, TikToks and vlogs about our first day back at home coming out in a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about it. We signed non-disclosure agreements.
But we'll disclose to you guys because.
No, we won't.
Okay. Oh, all right.
They can
we won't.
They'll be waiting.
Okay. Wait up,
guys. But it's worth the wait, I think, huh?
Damn right it is.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Why not?
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Might be.
And then we had a nice dinner out tonight.
Yeah.
House dinner at Grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
Which is a fine establishment in Superior, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
One thing that I hate coming back here is the weather.
Oh, dude. It's the most depressing thing ever.
It snowed 6 inches. Yeah.
Yesterday.
And then when it melts the next day, everything's just mud.
Yeah.
And then today was actually not a bad day.
We were wearing shorts.
Today was not a bad day. I forgot the sky was blue.
We got some sunny rays today.
Got some crepusculars coming in.
And we've been at the calf, back with the boys at the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah. Calf talk.
Love getting that. Seeing all the other guys that are on our team that we hadn't seen in a while. It's been good.
And then it's nice to have the boys back for Marriott Couch Talk. That is always the best.
Yeah, just
nice Sunday morning Marriott Couch Talk.
Yeah, the TV doesn't even go on.
A couple stories. It's just story time.
You just recap.
Yeah, recap. Yeah.
Anything funny happening this weekend? Yep. All right,
let's go down the line.
Yada. The assembly line of stories. I missed that.
So NHL playoffs are starting
soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's winning the cup? We already went over this. Did we pick who we were going to thought we were going to win the cup?
Did we?
We picked like 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the Jumbo Joe train. I want to see Florida win so I can see Jumbo.
Well, there's like a bunch of teams that legitimately have a shot of winning the cup this year. Florida, Tampa, Colorado. And if Toronto gets out of the first round, I think they...
Well, they'll probably have to play Florida or Tampa.
Or Boston.
Are they...
They're playing Florida.
The first seed, Toronto?
They're going to play Florida, Tampa, or Boston. Probably not Florida, because Florida's the first seed.
I really hope they don't play Boston.
I hope they do.
I hope they do.
Their history against
them. That'll be a fun first round.
Oh, no, it'll be sick to watch for sure. But
if Tampa plays Florida first round, that's insane. Like, that should be the Stanley Cup final.
That's the big argument going on this year, is that because they don't do the 1-8 seeds in the conferences anymore.
They don't?
No, it's top three in each division play their wild card.
Oh, really?
First in each division plays the wild card, and then the two teams from each division, second and three, play each other. And then it gets reseeded after the first round.
I don't like that.
No, I know. 1-8 would make more sense, because I think I read somewhere that the teams 1 and 3 are going to play each other in the first round, while teams 6 and 8 are going to play each other in the first round. So it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that.
But
I don't know. Did you guys hear, though? Marc-Andre Fleury broke a record for all major league sports players in North America.
No.
That's his 16th consecutive year in the playoffs. He's the only...
He's made it every year?
He's the only professional athlete to ever do that. And Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin don't count because they were injured during the 2011 playoff, so it got like canceled out or something.
I thought Pittsburgh had missed 1 year.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
They might have, but that's just what I read when I saw that he broke this record. So MLB, NFL, all that. He's the only player to ever.
That is a crazy stat.
Yeah. 16 years in a row.
In the playoffs. That's crazy.
That's a longer streak than teams have.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And Carey Price made his return a couple nights ago.
That was nice to see.
Nice to see him back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they lost because Montreal isn't great, but.
Yeah. But they only lost 2-0, I think. So they didn't get blown out.
No.
But it's nice to see that he's back. He's doing well.
Made a full recovery. He took
that personal time off.
Yeah. And then he had knee surgery or something.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Off season.
It's nice to get in a few games.
Yeah.
So. Good for him.
Well, guess what, boys? I got the fan questions up early today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the cafeteria.
Let's do a few.
In the cafeteria.
Speaking
of the cafeteria, we have a message from our friends at HelloFresh.
Oh, boy, we ate there.
Little food talk.
We had that in Bama. We had it sent there, and oh, my God. I was trying everything, and I was loving it.
And
it was a picky eater. I was eating everything.
Yep. And HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your online order in the app. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you want to. Customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Customs offerings by swapping out one protein or one side dish for one another. Upgrade for a more luxe experience, or even adding a protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored for you. Like we said, boys, we really enjoyed our HelloFresh boxes. They come right to the door. Every ingredient you could ever think of is inside that box.
Fresh too.
You only got to take 10 steps from the couch to go get it.
Yeah. So make sure you try the HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/baddays16 and use the code baddays16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. I'll repeat it again for those of you that might have missed it. Go to HelloFresh.com/baddays16 and use the code baddays16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
I mean, come on.
Come on. You can't
16 free meals. Are you kidding me?
I think the only thing that comes close second to that was Taver's ad read there. That was sick.
That wasn't bad.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
I was just putting the words in one after the other.
Just really giving it.
All it was just me putting the words in.
Not even a stutter.
Was reading.
That's impressive.
I know. I've been reading a lot lately.
Really?
Nope. All right. All right. We got really? Our first. No. We got a lot of fan questions. So maybe we'll do a little more than normal today.
Yeah, I like them.
If that works for you guys.
Said it once, said it twice. Favorite part of the podcast.
Hopefully we get some good ones here.
Hey guys, hope you're doing well and settling back in for your last few weeks of school back in Superior. My question this week relates to you guys being pretty competitive in all aspects. So which board game or card game are you playing to win? Thanks guys, have an awesome night.
It's an easy one for me.
What is it?
I think you're going to say the same thing. On the back in Birmingham, we would always play Schnarps.
Yeah.
And we do 25 cents a point and a dollar per punt. And so we get pretty competitive with the guys on the bus. And just honestly, it would kill the time so quickly on the bus.
It's such a fun game.
Especially when there's a little something on the line too.
Yeah, it's not much, but
no,
still fun.
I don't care if it's a penny.
Sure.
I want it.
Yeah. You got a penny, I'll take it.
I'll say Monopoly for that one. I kind of like making people pay rent and all that.
As you feel like should,
a,
right?
Yeah, yeah. 100 like bucks, buddy.
Like a slumlord on Park Avenue.
Yeah. just taking people's names and taking their cash.
And then when someone goes to jail, you're like, yes, let's go.
All right. Marty, what is yours?
Schnarps too.
Schnarps.
Schnarps is fun.
All right.
Can't go wrong.
Here we go. Next question.
Hey, Johnny, Taver, and Jordan. My name is Victoria, and again, big fan of your guys' podcasts. Just want to tell you guys, keep up the great work. Love listening to you guys, and thank you for making me laugh so much. My question for you is, what are some of your guys' kind of catchphrases or phrases that you say a lot, kind of like on a daily basis? Thanks.
Well, that's a tough one.
That is tough.
I
don't know if this is like a catchphrase, but like when I'm texting one of you guys or anyone in general, really, like instead of saying like, yeah, sounds good or something, I'll just say beauty. I don't know why.
You say that a lot.
I say that in text a lot.
Like when you say beauty. Chow, when you say bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't put that as a catchphrase. Imagine saying a catchphrase. Ka-chow. Saying bye.
Ka-chow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say.
I love saying, recently we've got a new one. We say yuck it up with the boys.
Yeah.
That just means like.
Just hanging out.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
Chat
about nothing.
Yeah. It's kind of like snapping it around.
Yeah. Snapping it around, yucking it up.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm going to snap it around with the boys.
No, you're going to yuck it up.
Yeah.
Depends where you're going.
So I think that's probably mine. Marty, do you have one?
No,
you don't use catchphrases.
Not a catchphrase guy?
No, I can't even. I feel like we all have one, though. Like something that we always just like say.
Yeah, but can't really pinpoint it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. So glad the Bama boys are back. It's just so sweet being able to see everybody all together. My question for y'all today is, if you had unlimited money to build a house, like completely furnished, styled, everything, where would it be? What would it look like? You know, what size would it be? Or what's the style that you would kind of go for? Would it be city, country, all of that fun stuff? All right. Have a great week, guys.
That's a damn good question.
That's a little bit of a tough one again, because it causes us to really put our minds to the test
here and
get the rat wheel running. But I can't really answer the other questions.
I would want to be on a lake. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
I would want like a lake house, but like not far from like a city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like kind of suburb, but, and I want like a modern looking house, but also like rustic. You know what I mean?
I want mahogany, everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean though? Like kind of country, but like still city.
It's got like a whiskey tasting vibe to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like made of wood, but also on the outside. It's a little bit of brick. Black, like brand new, like, I don't know, modern.
I'm getting a house.
And I want a movie theater.
Pretty like maybe not too modern, but like a nice, like, I don't know what you would call it. Like a cottagey looking house.
Yeah.
And I'd have a view. I'd be on top of a mountain with like a view of like mountains or a lake or
so you're ocean. You're building yours in the Swiss Alps?
Yeah.
Right, you're building yours right above my house on the lake.
No, well, maybe. But yeah. There?
Yeah,
I definitely have if I wasn't on a lake, I definitely have a pool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, that would be mine. I'd have 4 bedrooms, 700 bathrooms. I feel like having like more bathrooms than bedrooms is just like a flex.
Yeah. Just because you can.
Yeah. People come over, they're like, "Where's the nearest washroom?" You're like, "Just go in any direction, you'll find one."
Yeah.
And they're like,
"It's every other door."
They're like, "Oh really?" Yeah. Yeah. Every second door on the left is a bathroom.
Yeah, 2 bathrooms beside each other.
Yeah. I think that would be I'd probably go 4,524 square feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need a boat.
Reasonable.
I need a boat too. Mm-hmm. Like a fishing boat and a
wake boat.
Wake surfing boat.
And 2 jet skis.
Yeah. You need jet skis.
And maybe 3 for guests.
Yeah. Right? You could have 1 for you, 1 for your significant other, and then 1 for the guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would, because then that would just be rude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because then you guys couldn't, like, you don't want to double team it on like a jet ski.
No.
You don't want to have, I don't want to
have. Because if you're racing, that's life. Just like
no
a way down.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So, like those things are meant for speed, so you don't want to be weighing it down.
Yeah, you got to win the race. I think mine would be a modern looking home, and I would build it in Hamilton.
Actually, though,
on the roof, on the roof of the steel factory.
On top of.
Would it be made of steel?
Yeah, it's just a tin house.
Yeah. Every time someone hits, rain hits the outside of it, it's like, ting, ting, ting.
Just sounds like a bunch of bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'd be somewhere in Hamilton, maybe on the escarpment, and overlooking the beautiful city and seeing the Toronto skyline. And yeah.
So it would be a city house or country?
I'm infuriated by that answer.
City.
Infuriated by that answer. You couldn't pick one better place in the world.
There is no better place in the world
than Hamilton.
Can't name one. Maybe Broadway.
Yeah, I'd definitely live on top of Jason Aldean's.
I put a bed in the 3rd floor of Kid Rock's. Just a cot.
I got a funny story about jet ski, actually. Is my uncle used to have a jet ski that was, like, at the time, it was like the fastest one out there. And like they would do videos of it taking off next to a Ferrari on land.
Really?
And it would go faster than the Ferrari at takeoff.
That's unreal.
Yeah. So when he first got it, we were all like watching him rip it around. And my cousin wanted to go on the back with him. So he's like, okay, sure. And he's like, hold on tight because I'm taking off. And we're like, okay, yeah. So she's holding on and he takes off and she wasn't holding on yet. And she was stuck in like the chair position over the water for like a second and the boat was gone. So it was like she was riding a bicycle on the water, but
literally like a cartoon.
But exactly.
When they take off.
When they run off a cliff and then they just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. I was dying laughing.
That is pretty funny.
And actually. Then she got buried by the wake of it.
Just gets sprayed.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You got another question?
Dude, do we have another question? We have more questions. Okay.
Let's see what we got.
We got some typed ones here. Should I read it?
Yeah.
I'll read one. Okay. What are you most looking forward to in the summertime? Any big plans?
We have a few things cooking up with the
crock pot,
with the hockey guy business side of things, I think. And I'm sure we'll all see each other in the summer too. So that'll be actually pretty cool. But I look forward to just going back home, seeing friends and family, and then getting back into like the summer workout routine. I love that.
Maybe playing a little bit of COD too, eh?
Oh yeah, we'll hop on till 5 a.m. I'm
sure. You guys gonna get into golf this summer?
I will be golfing, yeah. Not as often as you. but I'll probably play like 6 or 7 rounds.
A week?
No.
All summer.
Like
that's why I say with me.
2 months.
Come on, boys.
Only play on the weekend.
Just go find like a goat trail of a course by your house for like $20 a round and just go and play.
This is Hamilton and you're talking about.
Yeah,
pristine, Hamilton, you pristine gotta know, courses only. $1,500 around there.
Yeah. And you got to walk.
And then you got to go work at the mill quick. Yeah, that's the only way you get to play on the course, eh?
What about you, Marty?
The mill street workers.
Summer plans? I don't know.
What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, I don't know.
Seeing your brother's new dog?
Yeah. Yeah, my brother just got a...
Golden Doodle.
Mini Golden Doodle.
Oh, sorry, mini Golden
Doodle. What about doodle? Seeing your brother?
Yeah, that him too.
Yeah, him too. But like most
he's coming to my grad actually.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll see him.
Oh, I'll see him there.
Yeah. See you there, John.
He'll be living in Winnipeg again this summer. So yeah.
Nice. You guys gonna skate together? Yeah.
Maybe.
Nice.
We'll see.
That'll be cool.
Maybe a little bit of fishing, you know.
A little bit of hanging out.
A little bit of hanging out.
Yeah.
See the boys over the summer.
You're gonna go to Earl's with Frizz?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I also have my first couple of weddings of friends.
Oh, nice.
So
like they're usually, your age?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not my age, but they're a little bit older, but like my first wedding, like going to like a friend's wedding.
Like a non-family. You know what I mean?
Non-family, an actual like close buddy of mine.
Yeah. That'll actually be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I haven't, yeah. Pumped for that too.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting on the course and going on these trips we have almost maybe planned out. I don't know.
I think almost maybe is actually the most appropriate
I think we'll probably
thing.
See each other maybe once or twice in the summer, probably.
Yeah, we will.
For well, sure. Maybe you and me more because we're closer together. But
yeah,
I think there's some stuff planned in the hopper. And it should be fun.
It's in the chute.
In the chute. Shoo. All right.
Is there any voice recorded?
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, we do.
If you had to move anywhere else in the world, where would you move to and why?
Well, we know where Johnny's moving.
I mean, Stan?
To his brand new house that he just built in Hamilton, Ontario.
No, I have to move anywhere. Maybe Italy, somewhere in Italy.
I'm going to like Orange County, California or something. Just nice there.
You have plastic surgeon out there?
A plastic surgeon?
Yeah, I mumble mouth that one. Plastic surgeon.
That's like Marty at the restaurant tonight.
Oh yeah.
What do you guys say? Like, have a good night. Enjoy. Marty's like YouTube.
YouTube. That's what happens when all we do is talk about TikTok at the table. And then I just then I say
the conversation YouTube. Always veers that just goes to talk and shop.
Yeah.
Speaking of TikTok, how nice was it to be back and just like everyone's doing the same content? Like everyone's creating content for their own and together. So it's like work, but like fun.
It is. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Boys are just buzzing in the community room at Lawson's.
It's nice having the boys back too, because then it's just like easier, I find.
Way easier.
Yeah, we just buzz. We yuck it up. Because
everyone's
hum through
things. Everyone's doing the same thing. Everyone's willing to get in your video and you can get in other people's videos.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's been fun.
Hey y'all, it's Emily, and I got a couple of questions for y'all this week. One of them is, what are your guys' plans for summer 2022? And another one is, who is your guys' favorite Disney character? Sending much love from Illinois. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too. Well, we just answered one of those.
Love you, Emily.
Love you too.
Yeah, our summer plans. Yeah, go back, do our thing, and see each other.
What was the second one? Favorite Disney character?
Favorite Disney character? Mufasa. From The Lion King.
It's a good one.
Just
why?
Just a beauty.
Just a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
or Rafiki.
His Disney stint was pretty short lived.
Yeah, it only made it through first quarter of the movie. So but Rafiki's also kind of a boss. I really like Lion King. So
Rafiki, yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he's up to.
So. I kinda like Mulan, man.
Yeah. She's a badass.
Always been one of my favorite characters, just because even the original, like the new one's not bad, but the original one's the best.
Can't beat the original one.
No,
especially with the soundtrack movies, too.
Yeah, it's like you can't top these classics.
Dude, unreal soundtrack for a Disney movie is Tarzan with the Phil Collins soundtrack.
I've never really paid attention to it.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
Like
I like the original songs though. Like, are those all?
I wanna know.
Yeah.
Can you show me?
Mm-hmm. Sing it.
I wanna know about the strangers like me.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
I'm going. Let me just get on Google here. I'm going with Woody.
What do you Google a Disney character?
Yeah.
What'd you do when you were six?
Not watch. I don't know.
Did you play outside?
Huh? I have a bad memory. And I probably was playing outside. I was probably fishing in some creek somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
I might tweet my first tweet in like 5 years and it's going to be Disney mad at me because my Pixar fire. Get it?
Yeah.
Pixar?
Yeah, that's good.
Should I tweet that?
Sure.
I was expecting. Okay, you know, come on, dude. That's a good tweet.
I'm not going to see it because I don't use Twitter.
Well, I'll show you. You get it though, right? Because Pixar is like a brand job.
Yeah, I got it.
Why are you so pissed? Why are you so mad?
You know how you were mad at me for my house choice?
Yeah.
I was kind of upset that you were going to tweet that.
Okay, but I didn't pick a house in a place that I already live in. We were going dream houses and you said Hamilton looking over this. You can't even see the Toronto skyline from Hamilton.
Because
the smog from the steel factory.
Because the smoke stacks are just pumping out new clouds. Eh? Yeah. No, it's only downtown. Not in Stony Creek.
Well, I'm excited to see Stony Creek this summer. And if it's as good as you say you are, then I'll come on this podcast and I'll publicly apologize to you. And I'll be your butler for 3 days straight.
All right, I should probably tone it down a bit then.
Oh, boy.
No, I got nothing against Stony Creek. I don't think I've ever been there, though.
Probably driven. Have you ever driven in Niagara Falls?
Yep.
Yeah, you're driven through it.
Good old Stony Creek, huh?
Just on the highway, though.
Yeah.
Like, I never got off the highway and went through the suburbs just to get to Niagara Falls. We're taking the scenic route today, everybody. This is
what are we doing now? We're going through Main Street, Hamilton. We're starting in the West End and finishing in the East.
There's Johnny's house. Say hi to Ralph. He's mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Ralph's outside.
Do you mow the lawn at home, or does the mowing of lawns?
I mow the lawn. My mom mows the lawn, and my dad mows the lawn.
Your brothers don't. Okay?
My brothers don't, and
Paul doesn't.
Paul does not.
Oh,
I think he has like a couple times.
We always give my sister the biggest crap ever because she thinks she's too good to do any of the chores around the house.
Yeah.
Like mowing the lawn, cleaning up the pool, picking up the dog poo.
Yeah, the pool is, again, me, my dad, and my mom.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, especially taking off the cover, putting it back on, vacuuming, all that, checking the pH.
You should have seen her try to shovel the snow earlier this year.
Checking the pH.
Yeah, you put your finger
hey,
in.
Hey, Dad, I got to go check the pH good. Quick.
No, you put a straw and you take a sip. Not bad.
Yeah, that'll be a little salty.
Oh.
Do you guys have a pool cover, or do you just let it get all?
We have a pool cover. It rarely goes on.
Like over the winter, though, you put it on.
Oh yeah, when we close the pool, yeah.
Yeah, see, we don't have a pool cover, so when we open up the pool, it's just like.
What do you put on it in the winter?
Nothing.
No way.
And we just take like half the water out of the pool, and then all the leaves from the fall blow into it.
Oh my god!
And then by the time spring rolls around, you just have like a nice sangria cocktail of dirt and leaves,
mice.
And I'm not even sure how it gets back to its normal state. I think it's a lot of chemicals.
Oh yeah, they're pumping
them. Yeah,
yeah. Dude, every time we take our pool cover off, because like behind us is like
you have a pool?
Like this like trail. I don't know. Like we live close to like a woodland trail, I guess you could call it.
So you don't back on anyone?
No, we do. It's like one street over there. Oh, okay. But like still like animals like get in our backyard sometimes. I'm like, it's always like a possum or like a mouse, like a field mouse, yeah, or something. Dude. Or like a big frog. I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell is
that? One time I went to clean out the filter, you know, those baskets.
Yeah, yeah.
I reach in. It was dark out. We got home from dinner or something. I reach in to get the thing, and I feel this like weird thing. So I think it's like, I think it's like a pine cone or something.
You
right?
touched it?
I grabbed it and brought it up and was holding it in my hand. Then I turned my phone flashlight on, and it was a chipmunk.
I would have screamed.
I
would have fucked.
I have never screamed. I have never been more scared in my life. I don't even know what happened to it because I freaked out. So I probably threw it back in the pool.
Oh, I would have hucked it a million
times. And
yards.
Then I felt terrible because, like, obviously.
Well, yeah, but that's your initial reaction.
Oh, man, it was so gross after. I washed my hands with a cheese grater after.
Yeah. No, you just need a full new layer of skin on your hand. Yeah, after I was like, okay. Just let it grow back.
I went to the doctors. I'm like, can we do something about this hand?
Yeah. Can I get a skin graft from my ass on my hand, please? I need new skin here.
A skin graft? Can I get a bar graph?
Can I get a pie chart on my hand? Thanks.
I love going to the doctors and pretending that I know more than them. You guys ever do that?
Yeah, because you like read something on Insta or heard something.
No, it's like, well, you think I have a cold, but I actually was on WebMD earlier and I don't have a cold. I just have like the seasonal wind rash. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I don't have the common cold. I have 4 days.
Yeah, you ever heard of the Mayo Clinic, buddy?
It's like, I actually have the uncommon cold.
only I could get this.
Pretty rare.
I don't have the common cold. I have the uncommon cold because I refuse to be mainstream. Should I tweet that?
Yeah, that's better than the Disney one. At least in my books.
Man, you just have no fun, do you? Okay.
Hey, guys. So my question is, I'm actually going for physical education down at UWSP and I'll graduate next fall. I'm wondering what your favorite game or activity was in PE when you were younger.
Dodgeball. Thanks. Dodgeball.
I almost shut the question off when she said she was from Stevens Point.
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
But we appreciate the support. I was just kidding. I just had PTSD there for a second. But yeah, dodgeball was my... I think dodgeball for it.
Any version of dodgeball.
Because you can rip kids.
Rip. Oh yeah, you're like Billy Madison.
You stay for all the gym classes. You're in grade 12 and you stay for like the
first. He goes in, he's like 30, he goes back to like fourth grade. He's like, now you're all in big, big trouble. Hey, did you know that in that movie, he actually had to pelt the kids because... Well, he didn't have to, but he said it made it look more realistic. So Adam Sandler was like, no, I need to...
That's hilarious.
Pill these kids with these
probably balls. Have to go apologize to all their parents after. Yeah,
slip them a quick hundo.
Yeah, hey, don't worry, your kid's in a movie.
I made your kid famous.
You're welcome.
Oh yeah, no, O'Doyle doesn't rule.
Tells that right to O'Doyle.
Dodgeball was awesome, and then I did like playing floor hockey in the gym
because half the kids don't play hockey, and you
and then you just
all the other kids are like. Is this guy going to the NHL?
Yeah. The best is when that you get into gym class and you're playing floor hockey day and everyone that doesn't play hockey is just standing there figuring out how to hold a stick and you're curving the blade up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh boy.
And then like, just to be a nuisance, you're like, can I get a new one? This one's way too flexible.
Yeah. This one's too whippy.
This must be a 55. Is it a 55? And there's nothing on the stick.
Yeah. You're snot. Yeah.
It's just plastic.
We're just snobs. You miss the net. You're like, the stick sucks.
Yeah.
And people are like, you used to play ice hockey?
And then, like, you show them, like, the simplest moves, like, faking a shot. They're like, oh, my God.
They're like,
they're on there. They fell back.
They're like, Sid, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Mr. Bergeron?
Hey, you guys. I hope you're doing well. And I am so glad that the three of you are back together this week. But my question is, what is your dream Stanley Cup final matchup? Hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
This will never, ever happen because of the conferences, but dream Stanley Cup final is Toronto versus Montreal.
It's predictable. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I'm going to go Toronto and... No, I won't say Winnipeg because I hate them right now.
You got to say bad they are. Like an original 16.
I just don't get how bad they are.
Just let them know.
Winnipeg? They're brutal.
Call them
out. I just don't get it.
Put them on the
spot. Kyle Connor has like 92 points this year.
That's good.
Yeah, he's unreal, and then no one else is. I don't know. Blake Wheeler needs to go. Mark Scheifele needs to go. They need
Scheifele.
You hear that, Kevin Schill layoff? You listening? They need to go.
I think. Yeah, I don't know. What do I know though? Right?
Yeah, that's true. There's
people. Like, okay, I'm going Toronto Maple Leafs and
Boston. Maybe
no. Who's someone cool? I don't really know. I just want to see Toronto win, just because all these superstars.
Yeah.
I want to see AMATS raise the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to see Toronto win.
Maybe Colorado.
I like the players on Toronto. Don't get me wrong. I do like the players on Toronto, but just being from Ottawa, I just cannot root for them to win the cup. I want them to lose in the playoffs.
That's true. And then obviously me being vice versa, it's like just leaves like a sour taste in your mouth.
Yeah. I think mine would be Ottawa and
no, don't cry.
I don't know. Ottawa and Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, even though I just said I don't want to see them win in the playoffs, I want them to lose to Ottawa in the cup final, even though that will never happen because of the conferences.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's pretty good. No,
sure.
Sure.
I mean,
that'll work. Yeah.
Oh, did you guys see the video this week? I was going to ask you guys this because I heard it on a different podcast today. Did you see the video this week of the ref getting in the way of the puck being cycled behind the net?
Yeah.
And then he kicked it right to the guy that it was going
to. Boston.
Actually?
That was in Boston.
I did not see that video.
Yeah, it was Boston or someone else. And someone like rimmed the puck around the boards and it hit the ref's skate.
And he kicked.
No,
it was like a reverse.
Yeah, it was like a reverse.
The ref reversed it behind the net.
And it hit his skate and stopped. And the ref just kicked it to where it was already going.
It was insane.
I had never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was like
the puck hits the ref. They got to get out of the way immediately.
No, I know, but
it hit him. It fell.
If I was on the team that it like had it before it hit him, I'd be like, "That's sweet, good play."
Yeah, the forechecker was going behind the net.
Yeah, if I was on the team that was trying to get the puck, I probably would have been pissed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hit him. Drop the forecheck goes right here. The ref was in the corner. Forechecker went that way,
and he kicked it to him.
It was insane.
I don't ever think I've seen that
before. No, that's I've never insane. Seen that before either.
Yeah. That reminds me of I think it's from this year. The I forget what team it was. The D-man's behind the net and he's holding the puck because his team's going for a change. And then he can't really find anyone to pass to. So he's just holding it. And the ref's like, "Move it." And he looks at him, he goes, "Shut up. I can do whatever I want."
Yeah. I remember that. Who was it though? It was some veteran in the league.
Yeah, it was a known defenseman.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, I don't think a ref should be kicking a puck. That's
I'm kind of torn because if it was already going there, then yes. But then at the same time, if I'm trying to
get the
puck,
you're part of the game though.
I know.
You're like a post. Like if it hits you, like it. That's
where. And how many times does a puck hit a ref every game? Like at least once or twice, probably.
I'd say maybe even less than that, arguably.
Like
a game.
Like you're trying to dump a puck and it goes off the ref's skate. It either goes in still or it just stops. Probably happens once or twice a game.
Yeah,
easily.
I think if it goes in, it's a different story.
Yeah.
If it goes in off the ref.
Well, then, yeah, that'd be kind of.
But if it's in the corner, yeah, like if it hits the ref, like just get out of the way, bud.
Yeah, come on, bud.
Beat it.
So IUAP again this week, boys.
Yeah, I saw the subject header.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Tabor?
No, I see the thing about my email this week was Yahoo was having troubles with their servers, so none of my emails came in until just now, actually. Yeah. So I'll have to look.
The hotmail was crazy. Okay.
Yeah, hotmail was going nuts.
I just didn't look at mine.
Header, I think it was like the computer took a break for a while.
Oh, okay.
The header said attention Johnny P. So you did read it, right?
No, I just said I didn't look at my emails this week. And Tavis said the computers were down.
Well, all I saw was the header.
Yahoo was
attention,
down.
Johnny Pace.
You have Gmail. It was Gmail.
No, I have Kojiko. There must have been some problem.
No, I read Kojiko was fine.
Yeah, Yahoo emailed him and said Kojiko is good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Yahoo said that since no one uses Kojiko because no one's ever heard of it.
Yeah.
What is Kojiko? Is that like your TV provider?
It's like Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like a subset of Bell?
No, it's different. Like, it's a completely different company.
So it's not like Bell then?
Same. They do the same thing as Bell or Rogers. But it's Coach.
Oh, okay, so it's just like an internet provider.
So what did the IUAP say, Johnny?
Yeah, what did it?
Well, I just finished saying, boys. I didn't read it.
Just read.
Marty's got it on Outlook. Outlook was working this week. Yeah, it's right in front of your face there. Pay attention, Johnny Pace.
Yeah, close.
This one says.
No, that's not. That's from the school. That one.
Hi, all. I hope you're enjoying the nice weather this week. The IUAP. Oh. Well, okay, now it's coming back. Wait,
so you did.
Oh, is this the email?
Yeah, that's the email right there.
Oh, okay.
You saw that one.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll read it to you right now.
The big bold letters says attention Johnny Pace.
One sec, I clicked on it. It's loading.
Okay.
Oh, there
it is. You just close your eyes. My brain's loading.
This week's episode is a reminder that the boys only have 3.5 weeks left of school.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to remind us, as we already know, by the way, that
yeah, we do know
the three of us especially and the rest of the gang need to prioritize general horseplay and time on the couch and movies watched, and maybe even start a new show by the time the school year's up. So
the IAP said that, eh?
Yeah, they did. It was kind of like a little reminder, even though they, you know, they said they listened to the last episode of the pod. And, like we did bring that up, but they just wanted to make sure
school second and general horse,
which is odd because to be on the IUAP panel, you need to be a highly educated individual. But they must know that, because like
I would love to meet this panel.
Oh,
yeah, we have.
We're the board. They're the panel.
Yeah, we met them.
We're the board. Remember? Yeah,
were they on Broadway or something?
No, they were away, and then we met them for a coffee in the morning at 5:30.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was super.
Were you there that day?
Yeah, they even
must have something.
Yeah, espressos.
Yeah,
espresso martinis.
They picked up the tab for coffee.
Espresso martinis at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what the panel does.
Oh,
clearly,
they must have had a couple. Yeah, they must have had a couple espresso martinis when they wrote that email too.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah, I guess we'll just see what they say next week.
Then. Yeah, I guess so.
That's the best part about
that works
it,
right? out. About yeah.
Make sure you read that one, Marty.
Yeah. No, I will.
No, Marty's up next week, so I'm sure he'll. I'm sure he'll get it going.
I'm sure he'll read it for the first time at this recording session too.
I have a new segment this week that was given to me by a fan of the podcast.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it then.
Yeah. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
This one was, we can't take credit for it because Stephanie Knox gave me the idea.
What's the idea?
It's a new segment.
Yeah.
It's called, I haven't come up with a name with it yet, but I'm going to do it right now. It's called,
well, if you tell us what it is, then we can help you come up.
It's called Bullscat.
Bullscat.
Okay. Yeah. And it's basically the same game as Two Truths, One Lie.
Okay.
And so each of us has to say two truths and one lie, and we have to guess what the lie is.
We know a lot.
And that's the thing. That's the hard thing, because you have to know. Well, we already do know a lot about each other, so you have to think of stuff that we wouldn't know.
What about if the fans try and DM us and say what the lie is?
Hmm. Can do both.
That would be hard though, because they won't know nothing about us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
N-U-F-F-I-N. Nothing. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
You're up first.
All right. Two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
This is hard. I think I'm gonna need a second.
What do we got? I'm trying to think of some too that you guys wouldn't know already.
This new segment's pretty good.
Yeah, I like this new segment. Okay, I guess I could go first.
Okay.
Okay. First one is, I've lived in two houses my whole life. I have had a horse eat my hat, and I have been to Europe.
I'm gonna go with the houses.
You think that's the lie?
Yeah. What are you saying?
What do you think?
I don't know if you've ever been to Europe, so I don't remember you ever talking about that.
So is that your answer?
So is that you think that's the lie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why the horse eating the hat sounds so believable too.
Yeah, it does sound believable.
Could happen to anyone.
No, I haven't had a horse eat my hat.
That's the lie?
That's the lie, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's...
You've never been to like a farm or a pumpkin patch?
I have, and a horse took a hat off my head, but he didn't eat it.
So he bit on it.
He just nibbled on it, spit it out.
Oh, he was a
nibbler. I almost had to go toe-to-toe with this Clydesdale, too. Yeah. It's my favorite hat.
Oh, yeah.
I snatched it back. I said, get the hell out of here.
Scare him off. Make some big clapping sounds.
Yeah, just go on. Yeah. Anyways, I've been to Europe when I was 2.
Oh,
that's fair.
Well, you guys wouldn't have known that, right?
I guess technically you were there.
And I've only lived in 2 houses my entire life.
Okay.
I've lived in my current house for 20 years, maybe?
20 odd years.
20 odd big ones, yeah.
Right on.
You up, Johnny? Can you think of any or no?
I'm up. Okay.
Next week we'll have to come to prepared for this.
Yeah, seriously, this is a hard one have to ready? Think of on the spot.
Have to, like one and a half,
because even
it's not good one.
It's hard. Okay. It's hard thinking of a lie. Just keep
it simple.
It's hard thinking of a lie, and it's hard to think of something that actually happened. That's like hard to believe.
Yeah, I know.
That's this is our compete level coming up. We're going to confuse each other.
I know.
Yeah. Like, no, I want mine to be better.
Yeah.
This is so hard. Do you have anything, Marty?
No.
Oh my God, why is this so hard?
I'm just trying to think about everything ever, like I've ever done.
I'm like, anything bad that's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
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 Okay, Johnny's got it.
I grow my own vegetables at home.
Okay.
Doug Gilmore's been to my house.
Okay.
And
he's a Hall of Famer, by the way.
I've been to a Nashville Predators game before.
Doug Gilmore's been to your
house. No, I'm gonna say vegetables.
But you
I believe that Doug Gilmore's been to your house.
Well, is Nona?
No, I think he grows his own vegetables. I think that's the lie.
It is the lie. I don't grow my own vegetables. Knew it.
Your Nona grows her own vegetables, not
she
you.
She does, yeah.
I'm 0 for 2.
That's okay, Marty. All
right, you're up. Hopefully it doesn't take you as long. I think it's someone as it took me.
Okay. Let me think.
Okay.
Not like I had enough time, right? Okay. I used to play baseball.
Really?
I've been on a cruise. And I've never worn braces.
I don't think you've ever had braces.
I know you've been on a cruise.
You know that? So it's got to be he used to play baseball then. That's got to be a lie. He played football.
Everyone played baseball as a kid. Right?
I feel like that's a lie.
Because
if you know he's been on a cruise. And then what was the other one?
Smile.
I don't think I don't think he ever had braces. I looked at pictures of him on Facebook. He didn't ever have braces. That's got to be. But he said he never had braces. So that's got to be true. So the lie has to be he played baseball.
Yeah, that is the lie.
I fucked up the way I worded the braces.
Oh,
so it would have been I've had braces. Oh, okay. And that would have been a lie.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
So you played baseball.
Yeah, I used to.
Just like every kid. Yeah.
2 years, and then I got cut from the 1AA team that all my friends were on, and then I quit when I got cut.
Like, oh, well,
I remember getting player of the game in rookie ball, you know, the pitching machine.
Yeah.
I got player of the game because I was at third base and a kid like beamed one right at my head and I caught it. And it was in like the second inning and I got player of the game.
Nice.
For that big catch.
You got a big trophy?
I got a coupon to Dairy Queen.
All right. Well, that new segment needs some work.
Yeah. That needs preparation.
But that is Bull Scat, everyone.
Bull Scat.
I like the name.
And that wraps up episode number 41 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thanks as always for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
See you, folks.
Make sure you like, download.
Make sure you download.
Like, download, and share.
And share
everything. Share with your friends.
Share it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, if you got someone that's not listening to our podcast,
like, let them know.
Let them know.
Just tell them to give it a try.
Let them know if they want to have a good chuckle.
Yeah, you
know.
Show them the page, show them the TikTok, and then tell them about the podcast.
Yeah. It'll feel like they're hanging out with Marty Tavernine.
All right.
So, why not?
Peace out, folks. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.